We're going to return to a couple of the year's biggest themes, for us anyway. And let's start with one of the first episodes of 2019, which we called Everything is Fake. I spoke with New York Magazine senior editor Max Reed about the endlessly innovative ways the internet messes with our sense of how the world works.
We know that about 60% of traffic on the internet is human. Of the remainder, that's bots. And then there's this huge portion of bots that are pretending to be humans, saying, hello, I am a user and I would like to see this advertisement and click on it, and then I'm going to walk away from here.
So what happens when a facsimile internet, where fake people visit fake websites and generate fake data, begins to rival the size of the human internet? When the two become so enmeshed, they're indistinguishable. Max introduced me to the term the inversion, which is a take on what can happen.
So the inversion was a name that YouTube engineers gave to an event in 2013 when the site was under attack from fraudulent bot traffic. YouTube, like most platforms, has pretty sophisticated fraud detection systems, but those systems work by identifying real and fake traffic in part based on the percentages on the site. This attack was so large that it was brushing up against about 50% of the traffic, and the engineers were genuinely worried that their systems would start to regard real traffic as fake and fake traffic as real.
How? Why?
They work with machine learning. So they take samples of behavior, and they can say the majority of our users act like this and the minority act like this, and so this minority is likely robots.
So if the majority, at least on a given day, is robot,
the machines say, well, that's the legitimate traffic. That's the traffic that's supposed to be here. All these bots and all these silly humans who are trying to watch videos, we need to kick them off the service.